This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States, Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. As Reuters' Libby Hogan reports, the joint statement says China's move threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom.
The bill tackles subversion, separatism, terrorism, and foreign interference, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up in Hong Kong. Protesters see the bill as a move by Beijing that delivers a severe blow to the city's freedoms. Around the world, the US, Britain, and the European Union have expressed concerns for the former British colony and one of the world's financial hubs.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Roughly 2.1 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, a sign that companies are still slashing jobs as states continue the reopening process. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports more than 2.1 million people applied for jobless benefits last week. That's down from the previous week as restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus are eased in many states and businesses gradually reopen. The total number of people who have lost their jobs in the weeks since the virus struck has now reached 41 million. However, with companies calling some laid-off employees back, the number of people now receiving unemployment aid stands at 21 million. The national jobless rate was 14.7% in April, the highest since the Great Depression, and many economists expect it to be closer to 20% in May. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.